Did you think you'd be hearing a holiday ad this early? We know, it's early, but planning ahead is essential before heading into one of the busiest seasons of the year. Beat the rush with Minted, a curated marketplace of unique Christmas and holiday cards, gifts, and seasonal decor from artists around the world. Bring your traditions to life with independent art and design this holiday season. Use code PODCAST for 20% off Minted holiday cards and gifts.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello!
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Ooh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Gym owners say they're baffled at a Fine Gael proposal to increase VAT on gym memberships. You're going to hear lots of different elements of proposals and launches and manifestos, of course, at all of the politicians' launches over the next couple of weeks in advance of the election. But this is one that's emerged in the past couple of hours. Dorina Dunn is the chair of the Irish Physical Alliance. She's with us on the programme today. Dorina, will you bring us back and just explain, first of all, what's happening here?
So, Andrea, thank you for having me on. Basically, Fine Gael have decided they recognise the critical role physical activity plays in the health of the nation and are going to offer a tax rebate on one hand, but on the other hand, they're going to increase the VAT rate for gym owners. And, you know, so it's giving with one and taking away with the other. And like gym owners, especially small facilities up and down the country, have the same cost of doing business difficulties as the leisure or the beauty industry has, hospitality, etc. But we're charging more to gym owners, so they're ultimately going to have to pass that cost on to their members, their consumers. So it's going to be more expensive to go to gym. We're going to create a barrier for people to be being fit and healthy. For me, it really shows a lack of understanding in relation to the healthcare crisis that we face.
So I think back maybe in September, Dorina, this idea was first mooted. I actually thought it was Fianna Fáil backbenchers to my mind. But look, regardless of that, there was some discussion about calling for a tax relief for gym memberships.
That's correct, Andrea. You remember rightly. But this is a non-partisan issue. There was agreement among all parties that exercise and getting people fit and healthy is critically important to the health of the nation. So all parties are supporting a tax rebate for gym membership, aligning going to the gym, making yourself fit and healthy with taking a medicine and any other healthcare measure, which is really important.
Yeah,
and
because
really positive.
I think it was around this time, Dorina, there was a lot of people got in touch with the show, because effectively what they're suggesting is that you would get money back or you'd get a discount if you went to the gym. And it was a way of encouraging and enticing people. And to my mind, the vast majority of our listeners thought it was a fantastic idea. And we're very much on board with any recommendation to offer tax relief on gym memberships. So that's happening. And then aside from that, there's now going to be a VAT increase on the gym owners.
Exactly.
Am I that correct?
Exactly. So they're giving with one hand and taking away with the other. And it's not only that. Gym owners haven't been able to avail of the ICOB, you know, the cost of doing business grants. There were 3 grants given this year, given to gym owners. The other 2 were given to the hospitality and retail sector and the health and beauty. So not only have we lost out on 2 grants, in addition, we're going to get a VAT increase. I really worry for the maintenance of our business. You know, we're looking at an ageing population, and we need to keep people fit and healthy so we can keep them out of the nursing homes. Like, there's no point in us living until 90 if we don't have good quality of life. And the quality of life for your last 20 years is determined by how fit and healthy you are. So government need to support that and to release the burden on the HSE by helping people stay fit and healthy. You know, in the next 10 years, there's going to be more people in Ireland over the age of 60 than under the age of 18. The impact that will have on our healthcare system is huge. We need to try and offset it by preventative measures. And this is a proven international best practice. We need to support people to go to the gym.
Yeah, so if I is the person who has a gym membership, I'll get tax back, but you as the gym owner will pay higher VAT.
Exactly.
And how much will the VAT be? It'll go from what, 9% to...
There's two VAT rates for gyms. There's currently 9% for gym membership and then 13.5% for classes. So we're going to be higher than hospitality and also another increase of 2%. It just seems insane. But I think...
So sorry, is it going to 11, Doreena? Is that right? Then the membership is going to 11%.
Yeah.
And then the classes will stay at 13.5%. And then presumably so you just put that back onto the members, basically.
Well, we'll try and absorb it, but we can't. Like, wages are going up, insurance has gone up, rents has gone up, energy bills have gone up, and we have got no help as an industry, even though we provide a critical healthcare service to the state. We're just not being supported. And I fear small gym owners, in small rural towns that are providing real lifelines in communities, are going to close because that 2% VAT is someone's wages. It's their survival. You know, we're not big organisations that have...
Well, no, I'm not disputing that you'd put it back on. But I mean, I suppose that is the reality of this for people listening today who might think on the one hand, fantastic, I'm going to get the tax relief. But the chances are your membership might still go up because the VAT has increased.
Yeah. And when we proposed a policy to government, we committed to not increasing prices to our members because of the tax rebate, because we ultimately want to lower the barrier of entry to get people more exercising. We made that commitment, yet they haven't listened. But, I think there's one more point, if it's OK for me to make.
Yeah, just briefly, Doreena, because I have a couple of other people here getting in touch.
Well, when we go to the gym and stay fit and active, it's more in line with taking medication or physiotherapy at a zero VAT rate rather than getting your nails done at 11% VAT rate.
Okay, no, stay with us if you don't mind, Doreena, because Carl Dunn is with us too. Carl's the chief executive of Ireland Active. This is something you've been calling for, Carl, isn't it? The tax benefits for the gym membership.
It is indeed, Andrea. We had a Red Sea poll done, which we presented to all government parties there before the budget, and it showed that 28% of non-gym and swim users would actually take up participation in physical exercise or swimming if there was a tax incentive.
Yeah, so if there was a tax incentive, more people would go. So I suppose they still are going to get the tax relief, though, aren't they?
I get a tax relief on it. Now, I have to say, all parties are putting in their manifesto that they're looking at some sort of taxation measure on participation in personal exercise and swimming. But if you were to increase the VAT rate, and basically this is kind of it's counterproductive, but it's also a subconsequence, because if it goes from 9% to 11%, the Fine Gael's proposal are trying to appease the hospitality sector, which needs help. We fully understand that. But a better measure would be actually to bring that hospitality sector VAT rate back to 9%, which it was before the budget. So and I know Fianna Fáil and Minister Chambers has come out very strongly on that. He's a big supporter of the fitness industry, and he has also said that, look, bring everything down to 9% as opposed to bringing the health and fitness industry up to 11%.
Stay with me, Carl. I just want to try and reconnect with your line there, if you don't mind. Ollie is on the line with us in Louth. Ollie, what's your thoughts on this idea of the increase to the VAT on gym memberships?
Well, being involved in the gym is great, and I would never knock it because it's personal fitness and you're developing it. But I do think that the government have taken their eye off the ball, and I have no connection with any party. But I think that they're just putting out with one hand, they're taking in with the other, and they're doing the same with the hospitality, who both of those bodies need proposed help, and they need to be lifted. And they bring in such turnover to this state for the country to survive. I mean, if you look at the hospitality and if you look at the gym, that's a massive amount of money coming in, and we're not giving them the support they need. And I just think it's wrong, and I think also it's hypocritical, because they were in power last week and they could have made these decisions without putting a carrot out to the voter now.
Is it a carrot at all though, Ollie?
No, it's not, but what I'm saying is it's catching the younger voter. It's majority of young people go to the gym. I'm too old to be even looking at a gym, never mind going into it. But the point I'm making is that it's meant to be a carrot to the younger people. Mm-hmm. They're getting a break in their tax and all that. But personal fitness is national. Personal fitness is vitally important, and we need to support that, yeah, whether it's anything. But I don't agree that just one body should be getting it. I think that we should be looking at the whole national body who's developing people's health and keeping them working less sick days because they're doing their gym work or they're doing the walk and whatever. But I think all of them should be getting support. But I do think that the amount the government has taken its eye off the ball, it has also proven that they're not monitoring their own spending by looking at the bicycle shed and the security. Totally unmanned spending without the public being aware of it till somebody spotted it and made it aware to us.
Okay.
And what I'm saying is, can you trust them to deliver a package when you see that sort of lack of financial management?
Okay.
Bad management.
Paul Byrne is the director of Body Byrne Training. Paul is with us on the line. Paul, like, in just in very real terms, what does a 2% VAT hike from 9 to 11% for you guys as gym owners, what does that mean when it's handed down to the customer?
Well, it straight away increases rates. Everything has gone up over the last 2 years. The fitness industry has improved a lot. But if you go back for the last 30 years, it was a very small amount of gyms. There's a massive amount of them now. That is 340 million contributions in taxes alone to the government they're getting. And it's now they're increasing it. They've never, ever given anything to the fitness industry to encourage people to actually, you know, seek wellness advice or join gyms. They've never put anything forward. And just as the iPass was doing, they've done a very strong fight to make it as a Category A medical that people can write their office tax. They were winning that fight, and now they're doing something else to push it back to deter people coming to the gyms, because all the bottom line, gyms are going to get more expensive. Memberships have increased already with staffing, with rates, with rents, everything has gone up, and now they're putting more up. It's gone more and more up.
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out. How much of a deterrent is it really going to be to somebody who's a gym user?
Well, once people are using it, once they see an increase in their membership, they're all complaining. They will probably stop to cancel their membership. People, it's hard enough for people to get the time to get to the gym. They need every encouragement to get there. And if there's something that deters them slightly, like an increase, they just leave. They leave.
Like, there's a listener here who makes the point, you know, I really don't understand this. The gyms are not about getting healthy. You can get fit and healthy by just going out for a walk. Gym memberships are exclusively for people with money to burn.
I totally disagree with that, because gym memberships, they're full. Most gyms are busy because people want to get healthy and more. It's actually wellness has improved across the board worldwide. Obesity is one of the biggest killers in Ireland and in Europe and across the world. But the biggest combat of that is actually working out in the gym. You go for walks, can be, like some people do, but it's not for everybody. It's a variety of things. It's like an argument saying, well, somebody can go play a football match or go for a run. You know, like there's so many options of wellness, but they're taxing the thing they're going in. People like using gyms.
Doreena, how much is the tax relief or the tax rebate due to be, do we know?
Andrea, can I just comment on two points that have been raised earlier and then I'll answer your question. We know that one of the top reasons people leave gyms is because they can't afford it. And in parallel, you know, going for a walk is good, but with an ageing population, we need to maintain muscle mass. Like our own government guidelines say people need to do 2 strength training sessions a week or they're going to end up in serious trouble as they age with fractures and in nursing homes. You know, and we need people to know that message, that they need to do resistance training. And in Ireland, where it rains more than it doesn't, and it's dark at 4 p.m, like if we don't have a vibrant fitness industry, a vibrant gym industry, people can't do the resistance training. They can't maintain their muscle mass. So, like, it is critically important.
And look, we can look at the Healthy Ireland survey. They tell us 37% of people overweight, 23% obese, and figures constantly rising. And we're talking about obesity rates in children. But what exactly, how much, you know, money back, or what is the tax relief or the tax rebate, Doreena, that listeners are due to get as gym members?
disappointingly, Fine Gael are saying 10%, whereas Fianna Fáil, who have been the most progressive in relation to this policy, are saying they'll support it with 20%, similar to any other healthcare measure. I think, you know, we need to recognise that we're not spending enough on preventative healthcare measures. Like, of our healthcare budget, like, we spend 98% on sickness, managing disease, and only 2% on prevention. And that's why, you know, our hospitals are bursting at the seams. And in fairness to Fianna Fáil, they implemented the smoking ban, which was hugely positive, and they're driving this policy too. So I think it's non-partisan and all parties are supporting, but I think the people who have given it the most foresight have been Fianna Fáil.
Okay. Patrick is on the line. Patrick, what's your thoughts on this today, the potential increase to VAT on gym memberships?
Thank you, sir. Have a good drive.
I don't see the logic in it, you know, apart from the physical health of people. The whole mental, you know, health aspect of it as well. They're talking about people's mental health at the moment. This isn't simply any part of the future with the government, you know.
So, sorry, you're against this then, are you?
Yes, I am. Anything that's helping people, you know, to better their health. As your last caller there was saying in relation to prevention, you know, preventative measures and all, it's all prevention. You stay healthy, like, any encouragement at all to go to a gym or to stay fit.
We should have some kind of encouragement.
We should, I think any gym, there should be encouraging, you know, younger children, even in sports in general. All these things should be free to kids in areas.
Even just to get them started, at a younger age.
Yeah.
Or from when the point they can.
Yeah, take keeping them off the streets, but giving them something to do that would, you know, I mean, you look at everything now, anything you get your children to do, comes an arm and a leg now, you know.
Yeah. Listener here says, as a pensioner, the gym is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And yes, it should be subsidised. Another texter says, women with day jobs can't go walking in the winter. It's just too dangerous after dark. And that's why they need a gym. This listener says, why don't the government give a subsidy of €100 per year to people to pay towards their health? Whether that be, you know, if they want to go to Pilates, bone health classes, yoga, dancing, laughter yoga, whatever takes their fancy. Start with the over 60s, because not everybody likes the gym and many like me hate it. There are much more enjoyable ways of looking after your body, says this listener. Another texter says, I'm 65. I desperately need guided strength training in the gym. I've osteoporosis and arthritis and I can't go for walks in my joints. And this listener makes the point that, you know, if a customer pays 2% extra in membership but gets a 20% tax rebate, should there still quids in? I'm sick, sore and tired of every sector looking for a handout and subsidies from the public purse. Make your business plan, set your prices and get on with it. Little sympathy from for the gym owners from that texter. The email's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. That's Doreena Dunn, who's from the Irish Physical Alliance, Chief Executive of Ireland Active, Carl Dunn, Paul Byrne from Body Burn Training, and Ollie and Patrick there as well with us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Ooh, I like it.
So you saying hip hop could be hop hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.